all the missionaries who are not, well, either natives or citizens of India were driven out of India. Thousands driven out of India. To come back to this before, pardon me, I have spoken of this before, to come back to this again. India needs Jesus Christ. As I told your sisters, maybe some at least of you were here. Well, in the big chapel in the mother house. Make sure Mother Teresa was there. By now, after 2,000 years, India should be an all-Christian country. And you are missionaries of charity. Some obvious conclusions. As I told the sisters then, and Mother, I'm telling you, the civil government in one country after another, my own in the United States, is not well disposed to Christianity. What a safe statement. Now the actual birth of Jesus. Jesus was born in a stable, and as Luke tells us, and I'm quoting, because there was no room for them in the inn. That was, well, the first century name for hotels or motels. An inn. The visitors could come, stay overnight for a few days, pay their fee, and go on. Call them motels. Bethlehem was not a big city. It did have, call them motels. No room. And the closer Mary approached to give him birth, well, I'm sure they looked around. Finally, Joseph told Mary, we have no choice. Let's find, well, a barn or a stable. They had no garages in those days. I sometimes ask people, how many of you have been born in a barn? Every once in a while, a retreatant put up her hand. This is all part of God's providence to make sure that we have no illusions that when God became man, he humiliated himself three times over. The incarnation is God's deepest humiliation. God could not have become less than a human being. He could not have become an animal. And he did not become an angel. He became, well, a human being. What a humiliation. Secondly, when God became man and was to be born, he was humiliated by not being prepared for, accepted by his own people. That was Christ's life until his death on Calvary. to give one short homily on human respect, sisters. Let's keep in mind Christ here teaching us to not expect to be accepted by others. There are two kinds of vocations that we religious receive. A personal, individual vocation, each one of us. Different, distinct from everyone else's. And then a vocation to the community, or the institute, as we call it, as we enter. And let me tell you, we better know our own individual, call it private, personal vocation. There are certain things as religious we do in common, but there are certain things that God expects of us individuals, which he does expect of others. Remember once I was in recreation with my Jesuit brethren. My hearing is bad. And there's a page in the loud speaker. Father Hardy, Father Hardy. I didn't hear. So one of my brethren in recreation says, Arden, you're being paged. So Arden got up, went to the nearest telephone to answer the telephone that I was getting. As I was walking over the telephone, I could hear the superior at the recreation said, if you can't find Harden anywhere else, look for him in chapel. He didn't mean that as a compliment. Van Harden, strange character. Sisters, I repeat, each of us has our own personal, individual vocation. Of course, it's to be lived in a community. Of course, we are to be obedient to our superiors. But we're all different. What a safe statement. I never in my life dreamt there were so many different characters in the world as I met in the community. Talk about characters. Some are silent, quiet, hidden characters. Others are almost always talking. Others smiling always. Others. You have to call them by name. I look up. And you are to be faithful to two vocations. Am I clear? Both our collective vocation as religious and our personal vocation as individuals. And before this retreat is over, given your personality, given your character, how does God want me to serve him? Jesus was born in, not just in poverty, but in a place where even the poorest people, I would have to exclude Calcutta. I am sure there are births. I'm guessing, but I think there are births in Calcutta. And would I be correct in saying that most of the births in Calcutta do not take place in a hospital? Am I correct?